Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do you have a great idea for a radio show but have no idea where to start? Or have you been hosting a podcast for a while and want to take it to the next level? If so, you need the Gab Radio Network. To host a show on the Gab Radio Network, all you need is your voice, and we'll handle the rest. From technical engineering to full-service audio production and much more. Every show on the Gab Radio Network can be heard on our station on the TuneIn Radio app. Plus, we put all of our shows on our satellite, which is accessed by over 5,500 stations. And here's the best part. You can host from anywhere you want. There are many means to connect to the Gab Radio Network remotely, and our staff of highly trained engineers and producers will make you sound like you're right here in studio. So, if you want to be on the Gab Radio Network, the same network that hosts the Small Business Advocate, Radio MD, and The Federalist, send an email right now to sales@gabradionetwork.com. That's sales@gabradionetwork.com.
If you run a business, you know your financial results are directly linked to the performance of your people. Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. Every team wants to operate at peak performance, and now you can with the proven workforce optimization solution from Insperity. This powerful combination of HR and business solutions is the most comprehensive business performance offering in the marketplace, delivering administrative relief, better benefits, reduced liabilities, and a systematic way to improve productivity. And since your business is like no other, this solution is customized to fit your unique company needs. If you're ready to make your company run better, grow faster, and make more money, call 800-465-3800 or visit Insperity.com and meet with your Insperity business performance advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
New Bark, More Bite, New York's Hotel Pennsylvania offers new exciting paw amenities for the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show. As host hotel for the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show, New York's Hotel Pennsylvania is getting ready for another successful year of hosting the All Canine Hopefuls. The world's most popular hotel will once again be offering over-the-top treatment and is expecting this year to be better than ever. The hotel will have the largest indoor doggy spa in New York. Direct shuttle bus service from the hotel to the piers, a welcome package, a live Westminster Kennel Club broadcast satellite feed, also hosting the Progressive Dog Club events, the New York Pet Fashion Show, Talkin' Pets with John Patz will be broadcasting live from there, and the Dog Riders Association of America banquet takes place, as well as an exclusive on-site doggy concierge to help with all your needs. New York's Hotel Pennsylvania is offering unbeatable room rates for Westminster guests. Contact 1-800-223-8585 or visit hotelpenn.com today.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. That's Dire Straits bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And one from my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Bob Kuska is our guest, and that's K-U-S-K-A. He's the founder of The Fusion Factory. He's the author of The Higher Ground, which is an outstanding book I encourage you to check out. Also, you got some other stuff coming out. Bob, what you tell us about?
Jim, we're about to launch an online career assessment program that will help college graduates and others go online and figure out a job strategy.
And you've already been doing this for some time now, haven't you?
Oh, for quite a while.
In other forms, but this is a new offering that makes it easier for them.
Yep. This is called the Career Bound Online.
And how do they find it? How are they going to be able to connect with you?
The new website's not up just yet. It's still
okay.
In the development mode.
All right. Well, if they keep going to thefusionfactory.com, I'm sure you'll be linking to it over there if they want to.
We will.
Okay,
we will.
So check that out, folks. All right, Bob, we're talking about internal investigations. What happens when you think somebody's stealing something, when there's harassment possibly, some kind of bad behavior, there's a drug issue or whatever it might be? Could be a lot of different things. It could happen to even tiny organizations.
That's right.
So we talked about some of those issues in the previous segment, and now you're going to talk to us about the process we should go through when we actually say, okay, it's time to start.
Yeah, I mean, this is This is like forensics, you know, looking for what happened in the organization, no matter what you're trying to determine. So let me give you a simple example. An employee comes to you. They don't always come to you, but in this case, the employee comes to you. And they said, this is what's happening in my department, and it's upsetting me, and it's bothering me. Well, the first thing you have to do is you have to control the process. So you ask the employee a number of questions. Tell me what happened. Describe it in detail. What I always tell employees, Jim, is that I will guarantee them confidentiality unless I find that there's activity that's illegal or unethical.
Right.
Then I can't guarantee. If you tell me that, you know, someone's cooking the books,
right,
I can't keep that confidential.
Right.
So once I do that, what I then try to do is determine who the other people involved could be. And I set up an interview, and this is closely choreographed. I do it so they don't have time to talk to each other. I would call you up and say, Jim, I need to see you tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, and it's just an HR issue I want to talk to you about. So for the business owner, they would need to figure out how do they talk to people, who do they talk to, and then you have to be consistent, mm-hmm, asking the same questions again and again and again. And just like, you know, police, you know, interviewing someone that's created a crime.
At what point in time have you do you not try to feign an investigation? In other words, you start out by just maybe nosing around a little bit to see what you can find. At some point in time, you have to declare, I'm conducting an investigation.
Well, I declare it up front, Jim. I don't tell them fully,
okay,
what it's about. I would say, we've had some complaints about some activity in the department.
Right.
I'm here to talk about it, and I want to ask you a few questions.
Mm-hmm.
And so, for instance, I might ask a question is, have you noticed any unusual behavior by the manager in the department?
Mm-hmm.
I don't specifically say, do this or do that.
But my point is, if you're a small organization, wouldn't it be appropriate in the beginning of this process just to start asking a few questions and see where it leads you in case, you know what I mean, without having to declare something? What do you think?
It would have to depend on the nature. I mean,
yeah,
I'm going to have to very quickly tell them what's going on.
Right, okay.
Because then I have to tell them, you can't say anything about this until we complete this. And
right,
that's one of the problems that the NFL had.
Right.
They leaked too much information.
Right, okay.
The other thing I really stress, Jim, and I've done hundreds and hundreds of these, and sometimes I go in and it looks like the bad guy is such a bad guy,
mm-hmm,
and I go in and I find that it's not what it seems.
Right.
So no assumptions. You've got to go
right
in and say, even if I don't like that person and I think they may have done it, I cannot make that assumption.
Mm-hmm.
So then you gather all the information, and now you got to sit down and say, okay, what am I going to do with this?
Mm-hmm.
And this isn't always easy. Sometimes you make a decision that, okay, we can fix the situation. What the employee did or what the employees were doing isn't bad enough for me to really, you know, result in something that's, you know, termination or worse than that.
You call the guy in or whoever and say, look, this is what I've discovered. It looks like, you know, you've created some problems. What should we do about it?
That's right. And give them a chance to answer. And by the way, this is from a legal perspective. This is very important.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, when they overturned the Deflategate case,
yep,
they said that the NFL did not give Tom Brady a clear idea of what could happen if he didn't cooperate. So you have to tell the employees, I need you to tell me what went on here.
Mm-hmm.
If you choose not to, this could result in disciplinary action.
Right.
And another thing I tell people is, you got to treat people equitably, not always equally.
So the decision
you might make for a 10-year employee who's always been a good employee and had a minor infraction,
right,
versus a 1-year employee who's been marginal at best,
right,
might be two different decisions on
right
the same
issue. Right, that's a good point. Say that. Say your value again. Equitable, but not equal.
Equitable, but not necessarily equal.
All right. So, hey, Bob, is there an article that you can refer us to on this?
Is there an article?
Have you got this?
You know, if you go look at me on LinkedIn, you'll
right
see some of the blogs I've posted.
Okay.
And if you look at my profile.
And what is that?
It's Bob Kuska, K-U-S.
So LinkedIn.com/Bob Kuska? Or just,
yep,
or just go to LinkedIn and ask for Bob Kuska. Okay.
That's right.
Hey, Bob, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
Bob Kuska, ladies and gentlemen, TheFusionFactor.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.